Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October sky.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And as you know, we are in major market turbulence right now. And because I do a lot of consulting and a lot of work for people all over the world and all over the country, but I also help out my friends at Voices of Global Freedom, which are friends of this program, and they wanted to interview me, so we did a simulcast here with me and the guys. So here is me basically talking to their audience about finance and what's going on and what you should expect in the market. So let's go right to Yoda and Backpack right now.
And good afternoon, Bubba.
What's up there, fellas? How you doing today?
We are good to go. We know you are deluged, and we are fortunate to have you on. Thanks for interrupting your day. Given the current bomb to bust, whatever the hell the stock thing is, we know your phone's ringing off the hook. We know you're burning up your computer with clients, with the media, so we really need you today. You are our exclusive breaking finance guy.
Well,
what about the current financial thing, the stock market? What's happening?
Well, you know, we've talked about it. You and I and Backpack have talked about this for a long time as we've been, you know, friends. And the inevitable is now starting to take place. You know, when you have a Federal Reserve that is gutless and that has no stones to do anything, when you have a Federal Reserve chairman, first as we look at Ben Bernanke from his run, and in May of 2013, he was going to go ahead and raise interest rates. And the markets had what we call the conniption fit. I forget what they called it at the time, but whatever it was, the markets had a meltdown, and Ben Bernanke backed off from raising rates. And then, of course, they have this wonderful way of sending out their different henchmen to speak and tell you that, well, we're not going to raise rates. And it's always somebody different, but it's a total joke when you talk about running an economy. So you've now got Janet Yellen, who, you know, I don't know if she's wrong at this point, but the bigger problem you have here is the currency wars that are going on throughout the globe. You saw China devalue, I don't know, 4 out of the last 8 days, their currency. So they're cutting down their currency to create exports because their exports dropped 8%. So they're trying to make their stuff more enticing because as currencies float, you know, fiat currencies float against each other. They are not backed against, in the old days we had the gold standard, and back in the olden days we had the silver standard. But now they're fiat, they float against each other, and when one goes up, some others go down, and it makes your possessions more valuable. And if you remember back in, oh, I don't know, 2008 or 9 or 10, I don't remember the exact time, but when the euro currency was trading at $1.60 to the dollar, Europeans and people that traded held the euro were buying up United States properties like they were free. And basically for them, they were free because they were getting a 60% discount to cash to buy these. So they were making ridiculous deals and people were selling out. And of course, that's always bubble type action. So now we get to the current day, and the problems are is because the Fed has not raised rates, because our administration in-house continues to build on entitlements, we are now starting to run into a major mess because what they're accomplishing with their ridiculous programs is to wipe out the middle class. President Obama is trying to build the Democratic Party that you vote, and if you can see it, we have now almost 50% of Americans are on some sort of public aid. So what he's doing is saying, hey, if you go out and vote every 2 years, we'll give you a free phone, we'll give you all this crap, and all you can do is just vote Democratic. And of course, the rich, what do they care? They make so much money anyways, the rich are never affected by these economic times. And I'm not talking about the guys that are rich on paper. I'm talking about guys that are really rich. You know, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, guys like that have that kind of money and not built on some, you know, magic air of the internet bubble. Okay. So what you've got now is a middle class that A, is not working. Now you can, Obama can get out there all he wants and do his tap dance about how great these jobs are. But I'll put it this way. These jobs suck. Okay. They're not even marginally good. And every expert, every economist gets on TV and says the same thing, how good the growth is. And I go, well, where is the growth? Remember Clara Peller for Wendy's? Where's the beef? Where's the growth? We have no growth in this country. What we have is we have the rich companies having the ability to buy back their stock and screw out the middle class, the stockholders, because the middle class does not make enough money anymore. What you have in the middle class now is you have people that have to work two and three jobs because they're making a fraction of what they were making. Every time a company like Schlumberger or Occidental Petroleum or Halliburton, those are oil service companies, or any other company starts laying off employees, they're laying off somewhere between $25 and $50 an hour employee minimum. So think about this. If you do the math, we're hiring, we're bragging about hiring $8 an hour, $9 an hour in employees. But every time we lose one at 25 to 50, it takes 3 to 6 to replace those. So the middle class has not been able to participate in this overall stock market rally. Joe the plumber, what Obama had promised us, that the money would trickle down and he would take care of everybody. Of course, he reneged on his promise and it becomes the most antagonistic leader in the history of this country. But what we see here now is the middle class has trouble paying their rent, which is why rent housing is in a bubble, because people can't afford to buy houses. Why? Because the programs that are in place right now for the banks, at zero interest rate for the bank, the Federal Reserve loans banks at zero. You and I would have to go out and pay, depending on your credit rating, somewhere between 3.5% and 4% on nominal rates. The problem is that the banks will not loan to you at 3.5% to 4%, no matter how good your credit is, basically, because if you think about it, if the bank can give their money back to the full faith and credit of the United States government, why would they, at 2.5%, why would they loan it to me at 3.5% and have to take risk? So what's happened is we've flushed all of our liquidity down the toilet because banks aren't willing to loan money, which is having an adverse effect on the banking system as well, because banks, they make their money by leveraging up the money that they hold on deposit, because based on Tier 1 capital, they are allowed to loan out 9 to 1 for what they have. So if they've got $1 million in deposit, they can loan out 9. Now, that all sounds great, and it sounds great that they're getting money from the Fed, but the difference when they go to the U.S. government and buy Treasury bonds, they only get 1 to 1. So they have $1 million, they can get 2.5% on $1 million. They don't get the same advantage of leveraging up that capital and loaning it to more than one person. But until rates start to climb, and until we get this country off their ass and say, screw the stock market, let's get America working, you're going to have this problem, because what's really happening is there is no liquidity. So we're not only wiping out the middle class, we're wiping out entrepreneurs, we're wiping out small business with these ridiculous things. And what's going on is it's now all starting to come to roost.
And boy, is it ever coming to roost. The debacle, the unintended consequences are playing out as we thought they would. Here on the Bubba Show, as we've said for quite a while. Also here on the Bubba Show, we talk about Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. Check them out. And also, to get the Bubba Show on demand, go to libertytalk.fm. You can listen to the show anytime you want. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be back with the troubles that are starting to roost. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Right, turn off the lights. We're gonna lose.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and again, I'm being interviewed here, but I am talking about what is exactly going on in the economy, and I want to share with you, my people. So let's get back to the troubles that are beginning to roost.
And we're starting to see that the people that were forced into the stock market because of the yield, people invest for a couple of reasons, but most will invest, especially people that we're talking to and that we're talking about, will invest because they want to put money away every year so that when they're ready to retire, they can retire in the same style in which they lived. Now, the problem with what's happening now is because you cannot put your money in the bank because you can't get any return. You cannot put your money in bonds because you can't get enough of return. The elderly, let's say the 60 and above, are being forced to take risk on their money and put it in the equity market without any other alternative. And if I remember the America that I know, it is freedom of choice, and you should have more than one option. But because the Fed has run the program that they've run, they have forced everybody to be in the stock market chasing yield, putting their principal at risk. And people, when they retire, are hoping that between Social Security, the biggest Ponzi scheme in the world, only second to the Federal Reserve, is that they can make enough between their investment money, their dividend money, and their Social Security so that they can live the same life that they lived as they were working. Because our ultimate end game goal for many is to work and then retire, and retire in the same lifestyle without having to go back to work at Walmart or McDonald's to have to fund and make sure that you don't live too long to outlive your money. So what we're seeing here is a collapsing of the system of monetary policy, which did not create growth. It did not create jobs. It created an asset bubble that is, this bubble today, fellas, is bigger than the one in 2008. Now, you're going to look at me and say, I'm nuts. Well, here's a factoid for you. Between auto and student debt, we just surpassed $2 trillion. Now, you tell me if you think that money is going to get paid back. And I will tell you, yeah, some of it will get paid back, but the majority will not, because the cost of education in this country is out of sight, because nobody is minding the shop, because everybody is trying to screw everybody else. And all that happens is, again, who gets it? The middle class get it stuck up there, you know what, once again, waiting for the help that's been promised throughout history that we will be taken care of and everything will be fine. Well, of course, that's not the case. And what's happening here is the wealthy are now saying, you know, the Fed really is in trouble. The government's in trouble. The economy's in trouble. We better start taking some of our money out. So they start selling, which then creates more selling by the guys we're just talking about that are desperately in need of that base money, that principal money, so they can live for the rest of their lives. And selling begets selling. And you start to have a panic. And I'm not going to call this an out-and-out panic yet. I think more of the story is going to be told. I wouldn't be surprised that the Fed and the central banks around the world right now are meeting, trying to discuss how to handle the deluge that could come from all of this. I think that there's a lot of issues, but one thing we do know for sure is we have an asset bubble that was built and created when, quite simply, if they would get their head out of their ass, they would have simply said, you know, we'll bail out the banks in 08, which I did not necessarily agree with. Again, I say this all the time because I want to clarify. Economists tell me it was the right thing to do, but I'm still not sure. Okay, I don't know what the end game would have been or who would have gone out of business. But my understanding is that you have to keep the banking system and the monetary system in place. Otherwise, you have chaos. So we'll let that part pass. But after the initial bailout, they could have done something very simply. Instead of amassing trillions of dollars of debt, not millions, not billions, but trillions of dollars of debt, they could have said, you know what? Let's take all of this money we're going to give for free to the banks who made all those bad loans to begin with that caused this whole damn housing bubble. Let's give them all the money. Okay, and let them do it and let them stick it to everybody. It's exactly what has happened. But instead, what they should have done is they should have said, you know, why don't we take that group of people that's, let's say, 45 to 65, guys like me, uneducated, and machine tool workers, manufacturers, road workers, you know, laborers. And why not rebuild the United States of America, creating what we call the war effect, and building up America into what it was? Because obviously we all know that there's tons of work. There's probably 20 years or 30 years worth of work that we continue to ignore, as they did during Hurricane Katrina, because Katrina could have been prevented and New Orleans didn't have to be devastated. But because our leaders did not want to spend, I forget the number, but it's a small number in proportion, they didn't want to fix the bridges, the levees there. They let them go, hence bringing in the hurricane and taking out New Orleans. But as we look at the picture, we have really no hope, because the people that need to make the money aren't going to make the money because nobody is providing them with it. We're continuing to just make the rich richer while entitling the entitled, and the middle class ends up holding the short end of the stick, waiting for something to help them. And as you know, as you switch from manufacturing to technology, there's a lot of us that aren't educated in that field. So yes, there's jobs available for the young if you are educated in the technology field. At the end of the day, we see no growth in retail, which means the middle class aren't spending because they can't afford to spend. We're going to see tremendous beatings as we go through this entire process, because if the retailer is selling something, they're not making any margin. Well, let's take a look. The S&P index, although only down marginally for the year, 40% of those stocks, though, are in bear markets already. Okay, so we've got 40% of the S&P 500, so 200 stocks are in a bear market. We've got companies like Tesla that continue to get upgraded by idiotic analysts, calling for the stock price to double, forcing people to chase that stock up, when on every car that Tesla makes, they only lose $5,000. But I guess they make it up in volume by losing their money. So you've got so many quirks and so many bad things in this economy right now that we are continuing to try to put a Band-Aid on a tourniquet, or a Band-Aid on a wound that needs a tourniquet, that you have a Fed totally lost. They have no idea what's going to happen next. When you try to run a business or a war on theory out of a book that was written by some mope that has no clue how to react when results happen, you will find out that it needs to be somebody who has real-time reaction to what's going on. And just to even prove that point a little farther, that the economic theory in which we live on in this country, which is Keynesian, which is built on, I hate to tell you, but it's sad. And I'm not saying that Western is any better. There's good and bad in both. But John Maynard Keynes said in 1927, there'll never be another crash again. Well, hence we've only had about 8 that are recognized and a bunch of little ones that weren't recognized because of the theory in which we run by, which is kick the can down the road, keep throwing good money after bad, hoping that it goes away. Now, you and I, Backpack Yoda and me, we all know that no matter what you're doing, bad does not go away unless you have dealt with it heads up, because the first thing to correcting your problem is admitting that you have one. But the imbeciles that are in charge of what we do refuse to recognize the problems that are in hand. And what are the problems? Well, let's take a look. The Fed deficit in 1987, was $200 billion.
You think I'm getting a little bit worked up here with this stuff? And of course I am, and I'm mad about it, and I'm angry about it. And, you know, again, I'm a big advocate of you and me, and I'm tired of some of the things that are going on. But We're going to come back and talk about more of why the that we're melting, as I wrote over the weekend. But this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you check out thebubbashow.org. I'm telling you, we're giving you up-to-date, up-to-the-minute information that nobody's talking about yet, but they will soon be. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and of course, you heard me so far. I'm getting my blood pressure's up. I need to have a nurse on hand so that I can calm down. But now we're talking a little bit about the deficits and the problems with the loans and everything else. So let's get back to my interview. Here we go. Today, $4.35 trillion. That's 234 times it's grown since 1987. That's printing free money. Okay? The average American... Well, let's go back first to Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett in 1987 was worth $2 billion. Today, Warren Buffett is worth about $74 billion. His growth has been 37 times. The average worker in America was making $25,000 or $24,000 in 1987. They're making $50,000. Tell me where the fair and equal opportunity has come to create and stimulate this economy when they had every opportunity to make America unbelievably strong, rebuild it, put everything together, and rebuild this country. And you know what happens when middle-class people get money? They spend it. Where do they spend it? Restaurants, retail, everywhere. But we're not getting that now because they did not make that available to us. So they're not working. We're creating crappy jobs in a system that isn't going to work. We have no growth in this country. We are doing virtually no manufacturing. And then you have the commodity collapse, which has been engineered by our dear friend Ben Bernanke when he decided that he wanted to be the first to start the currency war when he tried to devalue the U.S. dollar. So that, in a nutshell, is what's going on, and we're going to see it's going to get much worse. Now, I would expect to see some major rallies in this market. We are not going to go straight to zero. Nor are we going to go to zero. And eventually, the market will come back again someday and rally. But from this point here, we have seen some devastation and some emotional devastation, which, as we know, markets are built on fear and greed. Okay? So we know that these things are going to happen. So what we will see is you'll see some what we call in the trade some rip-your-face-off rallies that will look so good that you think, how can I not be getting in here, which are just the rallies you want to sell. In this market, in this world today, and every day, the average investor needs to look to his professional money manager, and you have to be careful. You got to make sure you've researched it. But really, what everybody should be doing is should be hedging their portfolio, because it's easily done with options, so that you don't have to worry about the risk in the market
You will benefit from the downside. You will benefit from the upside. You're giving up very little to be totally protected against the next crash, and you will not have to sit back and make a decision on whether or not you should get out of the market or not. You can stay in, collect your dividends, and know that tonight, if you wake up tomorrow and the market's down $1 billion, you're still going to have your money. That's the problem with America. That's the problem with the way that we invest. That's the problem with all the emotions that the media drives us to, and what everything that we do drives it into those things that make us fear, when it's a very simple solution for each and every individual or fund to protect themselves instead of being on the outside looking in and wondering what truck ran over them the next time the market crashes.
What? Give us three scenarios, if you will. Give us a best case, medium case, worst case. The market fell 530 points, I guess, whatever percentage that is, last week. So give our audience, well, it's your audience as well, we're joined at the hip. Give us a best, medium, worst case in the next 30 days, please.
There is no best case scenario. The market is going to melt down. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to melt down in the next 30 days. They could stem the tide as they've done in the past. So I'm not going to say that we're going to collapse in the next 30 days. That I cannot predict. But the process in which we just ran, it's like being either, you know, a drug addict or an alcoholic. You have to go through detox. And we all know, if we've ever known anybody who's been through it, it's not fun. This is not going to be fun over time. Now, the next 30 days, you can, as I said, you can bet that the Fed and the central banks are trying to figure out a way to use some more manipulation, continuing to turn us into a land of socialists versus capitalists. And so that is the worst scenario, and that's the one that's most likely 99% will play out. And again, I cannot time it down to it when it's going to play out. I can only tell you that it will play out. But I will also say that you should be hedged, so you shouldn't worry about that. But the other scenarios are, is that you'll see some rallies. They're gonna try to put their fingers in the dike here in the next, you know, couple of days, because the market is now in down 10%. The Dow Jones had what you call, it's known as from a technical aspect, what they call the death cross, which just means that a moving average cross of another one, and the market is starting to melt down, which is obviously what we're seeing. But we're now down about 10% or so from the top. Look for this to continue. The only issue is how fast will it continue, and will there be a collapse? There is no remedy for what they've done. And unless they're willing to admit that they made a mistake and say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and raise interest rates here, even though we're not supposed to, you won't see anything better. And we're going to see continuing pressure on the commodity markets, which everybody says, oh, that's great, I get to pay cheaper. Well, not true. When the flow of money and the velocity of money is not flowing throughout, that always indicates a much bigger problem, because the best world is a world that everybody makes money. And when producers aren't making money because they can't make enough on their production, means the retailers aren't making money because they don't have enough people to buy it. It means that the flow of money, the velocity of money is not flowing through, which is exactly what we're seeing in this market, which is why it's an easy call to say that the market will melt down. But again, you cannot time it to a certainty. The only thing you can do, and the thing that I recommend that every investor do, is learn the ability to hedge their equities so that they don't have to worry about the next collapse. Because Yoda and Backpack, I can guarantee it will happen. And not because of what they're doing now, but because history tells us that if you go back to Tulip Mania in the 1600s, if you go back to the South Sea Bubble in the 1700s, and by the way, Sir Isaac Newton lost all of his money then and became a pauper after the South Sea Bubble, a very rich man in the day. You will see that it happens continually, all the way through. And most recently, obviously, 2008, 2001, 1999, 1989, 1987, 1929, plus a bunch in between. So the best thing that our people can do is figure out and learn how to hedge for virtually very little money. And actually, you can get that money back by earning it through the markets. It's very simple. It's a good, simple process that if you're not doing it, you're making one of the bigger mistakes you're ever making in your life.
Well, our audience, your audience, how to reach you, please?
You can reach me at Bubba at thebubbashow.org via email. You can go to the website, thebubbashow.org, or bubbatrading.com. And you can always reach me by phone at 847-722-7800.
Say it again, please, Bubba.
847-722-7800 is the phone. Bubba at thebubbashow.org is the email. And thebubbashow.org is the website. But if that's too hard to type out, which a lot of times I switch to bubbatrading.com because they go to the same place. So bubbatrading.com, that'll get you where you want to go.
Have you seen a situation past 20 years or so quite similar to this situation?
Well, yeah, I mean, 2008 was exactly, except it was housing instead of student loan and automobiles.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're always the same. You know, everybody wants to overlook an asset bubble. Okay, but at the end of the day, an asset bubble is an asset bubble. And unfortunately, the people in charge, just like our president, do not want to admit that there's a problem. And when you refuse to admit you have a problem, we all know what happens. The problem continues to grow until the problem becomes unsolvable.
Go ahead, Doug. Sorry.
Voices of Global Freedom, MagnifiedView.com. We're here with Todd Bubba Horowitz of The Bubba Show. And one question we've had is, it hasn't been that long that China and the U.S. has actually been in relations. I mean, it was Nixon in 73 that started where we started working together. Now we're seeing a lot of Chinese stocks in the U.S. exchange. How's that working and impacting now that they're plummeting? And how can that be that we allow U.S. stocks to be traded on the U.S. exchange?
Well, the Chinese stocks and a couple of the ones that everybody will recognize will be Alibaba, Baidu, the Chinese Google, and many others. They trade through what they call an ADR, American Depository Receipts. So they do get affected. But, I mean, you know, it's basically dual listing stocks so that people can trade them anywhere.
And, you know, that dual listing, again, different country stocks get affected differently. And they will get affected here just like anywhere else. But I'm not concerned about it, as I said. But what I am concerned about is you. And I'm concerned about that you're paying too much commission. I'm concerned that you're not with the right broker. And I want to make sure you get to be with the right broker. So make sure you come to me and email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. Especially Canadians now, because again, you get the shortest end of the stick. So make sure you email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. I'll get you hooked up with TD Ameritrade. It'll be about a third of what you're paying now or less. But this is The Bubba Show. Check out thebubbashow.org, and we'll be back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back with more. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, I'll tell you, as I said, I'm getting worked up. And I have to have my blood pressure checked. And I have to have a monitor with me here watching. But I want you to, you know, get the gist of what I'm saying, because I believe that it'd be important to you, the individual. And I'm tired of it. But let's get back to our interview here. This will be the end of part one. And we'll be back tomorrow with part two. But let's get back to it.
That is not an issue by itself. I mean, obviously, those stocks are getting hammered pretty regularly because of what's going on in China. So that becomes a problem in itself. But overall, I mean, there's stocks, you know, that are dual listed all over the place that allow shareholders to trade stocks back and forth. But each company only has so many shares, what they call outstanding or on float. So it doesn't really matter. You know, it has no effect one way or the other than when their economies are collapsing, because there's stocks here that are from Russia. There are emerging markets. There's stocks from everywhere that kind of trade everywhere. and it's just how they pay them out. So if you're trading a Chinese stock here through an American depository receipt, I mean, yes, the company can go out of business, but the money is guaranteed.
So what have you seen out of China? How does that affect average Americans?
Well, I mean, obviously, they're the pressure that's on their economy, because they have done such a phenomenal job of manipulating what we call their hidden cities, the price of copper, and now their currency. It's that is a big reason why the U.S. is starting to have much more trouble, because, again, you don't have one of the biggest importers of our goods is China. They are one of the biggest consumers of a lot of our goods. And because they have no money anymore, they are running out, which is creating a bigger problem. So a big problem is our soybean producers. China is the number one soybean. Our number one exporter we export to is China. But they're not buying as much because there's not as much there, because there's no money, because they don't have any money. So those problems, the commodity problem, is more related to China, because it's melting everything down and it's becoming a much bigger issue.
Interesting. The Department of Agriculture has the FAG, the Foreign Ag Group. They have offices in Belgium and Tokyo. They're trying to promote sale of soybeans, while at the same time another Department of Agriculture group encourages importing soybeans. Is that classical double standard government or what?
Yeah, I mean, look, we know the issues, we know the backroom deals, we know the manipulation, we know the socialist policies in which they run. But then after that, you know, that is part of business. I mean, some of it I have no issue with, and much of it I do. You know, again, there's a lot of backroom deals that kind of go on. And of course, you know, we're funding a lot of things. But at the end of the day, the biggest problem is you got to take care of the problems at home. And that's, of course, where I think we're really dropping the ball right now. And that's where we're seeing more problems as well. I mean, we shouldn't be worried. You know, 5 years ago, guys, everybody said, oh, my God, the United States is not going to be the world currency anymore. The U.S. dollar is going away. And of course, I said, you're nuts. And of course, I'm right, because right now, you know, we're the biggest economy by far, and we've actually gained strength on everybody. And in the big picture, it doesn't really matter who the reserve currency is. But right now, of course, the media likes to peddle fear. They like to create a scuttlebutt. Why? Because what do people watch? They watch fear and things that make you crazy. At the end of the day, it's not a big deal, but at the end of the day, what needs to be done is we have to put America back to work and quit worrying about everything else and quit worrying about these phony, manipulated, socialistic monetary policies in which they are creating.
Backpack has a great comment about our nation building and democracy spreading.
Yeah, the only nation building we should be doing is here in the United States.
I agree.
Nowhere else but here in the U.S.,
Well said, Backpack.
September has typically been a bad month for trading. I've never really understood why. And the question is, we're seeing a big, it was an 880-point drop in 2 days, which is the single largest drop, if you include the 2 days, in the stock market in history of last Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
What are your predictions for September?
Well, first of all, let's not get carried away, okay? Remember, now when I started trading, the Dow was 1,000. Okay. You know, this is another problem in this country and with the media, is we like to create the firestorm, right? The big, oh my God, it's 500 points. Listen to me. If you were in an $18 stock and it went down 50 cents, would you panic? Of course not. $18,000 index goes down 500 points. It's the same thing. We have to look at the market in percentage basis, not in numbers, because obviously, even if you look at baseball salaries, you look at anything around the globe, everything goes up. Why? Because the money goes up, because the money gets cheaper, so you got to pay more. You know, when Dr. Jerry Buss paid Magic Johnson in 1987 $25 million, $1 million a year for 25 years, everybody, oh my God, what a contract. Now, guys get $25 million a year. It doesn't matter. This is the part that you have to remember. Everything is on a percentage base. And until this week or last week, we have been in the tightest trading range in 115 years, okay, percentage-wise. But remember, the Dow started out in 1929, I think it crashed from 300, okay? So you're talking about numbers that are not that are illogical to the general public, but because they sound so big, you go, oh, my God. But, you know, every time, you know, when Netflix was 700, every time it moved, you know, 4 or 5 points, everybody would get crazy. And the bottom line is it's 40 or 50 cents in a $70 stock. So it's not an ordeal. It's what we build it up to, which does generate the emotion and the factors that push you out in fear.
Go ahead, back then. Sorry.
Well, with all this going on, is your prediction that Obama's master plan is to make everybody be on food stamps and welfare?
Basically, yeah. It's obviously not everybody because the very rich, you know, the very rich support him because the very rich support both sides, right? They don't care. They just want to make sure that they get taken care of. So, but basically, my opinion is that Obama is trying to build the Democratic army.
And of course, you've heard me talk about that before, and you've heard Bill Whittle talk about that before, and it's scary. But, you know, you got to remember that in this country, in our lives, it's always thinking back about logic, probability, and how to defend yourself. And that is what we like to talk about all the time. Now, I'll tell you, I got an unbelievably exciting announcement coming tomorrow. But I'm going to share it with you now before it comes out. The Bubba Show has partnered up with Kitco in Canada, kitco.com, the number one source for precious metals. And we are developing a new product with them, which will include webinars and things that we do to help you become better at what you do. Really excited with the gang over there. In fact, I'm going to Montreal next week, but we've got the deal is done. We are going to be able to bring you much more coverage on the precious metals, much more coverage on how to defend your portfolio, and just an overall great partnership, which I couldn't be happier about, hoping that I can bring you to the promised land, because on the Bubba Show, that's what we like to do. We like to deliver to the listeners, because you guys are where it's at. You're what makes me tick, and you're what makes the show go forward. So I want to make sure that we get you, and please email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. I've got a lot of good things for you, and if you're not checking out thebubbashow.org, and if you've not signed up to receive my newsletter, which is debt free, okay, then you're making a mistake. Because between that and the Bubba Report and the things that we do, you will be so much, so far ahead of the business curve, the information curve, because we do a great job of reporting, because we don't do it with sensationalism. We do it with just actual matter of fact. And we want you, the listener, to be informed. That'll take us to the end of the day. We're going to be back tomorrow with some more from my interview with my guys. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. That tonight's gonna be
a good night. Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.